So Nick Tomachek here with the Northwest Florida Daily News. I have Commissioner Graham Fountain on the line. And Commissioner Fountain, did you knew Barbara Bush back in the day? Could you tell everybody a little bit about how you knew her?
Yes, I got to know Miss Barbara Bush back in the early 1990s, I would say, even though I actually knew her and her husband before that, of course, when President Bush was very active in politics. But I started working on Governor Jeb Bush's campaign quest, you know, the first time he ran for Florida governor. So I got to know her and the president, you know, traveling around with them in 1994 when we ran and we didn't win. We actually, Walton Chiles won that election that year. And so we stayed with them and kept working with them, you know, until the next time came around and when the governor won. And then I went to work for Governor Bush and worked for him for 8 years in Tallahassee, actually, as the director of law enforcement for the Florida Department of Transportation. So between the political processes and the inaugurations and just social events and events, you know, for the reading and literacy, which Miss Barbara was a big, big supporter of, I had an opportunity just to get to know them and, you know, be around them on several times, and just what a wonderful lady. I mean, Miss, I called her America's mother the other day, I guess, because if there's any mother, at least in current or you know, recent memory, that gave so much with so many of their family members, not just being public servants, but, you know, being in high level positions as presidents and governors, I don't think anybody else, you know, even equals her.
Well, I'm sorry to hear for your loss too there, and it sounds like the nation lost a great lady. I guess we're writing a little bit about a comment made by a former Trump advisor, Roger Stone. And I guess he had called, I can't remember the exact words off the top of my head, but called her something like a crazy drunk. Was that what he had said?
Yes, something very similar. Yeah, he tweeted and or Snapchatted, I guess, some very derogative comments about Miss Barbara, and having to do with, I guess, similar to what you said, something to do with alcohol. But they were really, really nasty, and they went out and basically, you know, to speak, number one, to speak about our First Lady that way is totally inappropriate. But number two, when somebody has passed away, you know, to throw disparaging comments at her and something that directly he knows would hurt their family and their friends and everything, to me, is just unbelievable. I mean, he's just a bum.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think you can get any lower than that. I mean, I know we're seeing a lot of things on the media right now. You know, we've got lady professors, Muslim professors that are on Facebook saying bad things about her. And, you know, some of these people that, in my opinion, are just low life. And they're just doing things that are just totally uncalled for. So I was not real, real happy about this.
It sounds like you're not the only one that feels that way. The local Okaloosa Republican Club here in town, they were going to have Mr. Stone speak at their Lincoln dinner, and they have uninvited him. So it doesn't sound like you are all alone there. I'm wondering what would motivate a guy like Roger Stone to say something like that. I mean, is he looking for people to react and do this sort of thing, or what do you think's going on?
You know, I'm not sure. I think probably he may actually have problems with the Bush family, or he could just be a gadfly and he's picking to get responses. He is very controversial. I think sometimes being controversial is why people invite him to come speak in the first place.
Yeah,
I think it garners up a lot of different feelings and different camps. You know, he was in tight with President Trump, and then halfway during the campaign, they ushered him out for whatever reason that it was. I'm not privy to that information, but I think some of the things he said and did at the time. But what happened to me, and I guess the reason why I got involved in this, is I was scheduled to MC this event for the Republican Party.
Okay.
And when I found out that he was the speaker, I had a little concern up front, but, you know, I was not trying to dictate to him, you know, who the keynote speaker was. But when I got up this morning and started looking at what was going on in the media with him, and I actually had, you know, some calls from some people that saw some stuff themselves, there were some people very unhappy. And when I read the stuff myself, I'll be honest, it just went all over me. I almost didn't know what to say. But what I did say is I let the chairman of the party know that if he wanted me to MC that event, it's real simple. Roger Stone doesn't come.
Yeah.
If he does come, I'm out of there. So that was my position. You know, somewhere you have to take a stand on people. You know, free speech is a great thing. It's a wonderful thing. And I believe in it 100%. But there's also such a thing as having some class and knowing how to treat people. And I'm not going to condone anybody that would say what they said about the First Lady and a First Lady that just passed away, and they haven't even had a celebration of life, the family, and he's out there railing on her. It just really upset me.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you chatting with us about it. It's certainly, you know, not a positive thing that you want to be talking about with all the good things going on in our county. But I do appreciate your time this afternoon. Is there anything else that you wanted to add, Mr. Fountain?
No, that's about it, Mr. Nick.
All righty. We'll see you around town. This is Commissioner Graham Fountain, and this is Nick Tomachek with the Daily News. Thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you all later.